Amy, I know that you work with the Indy Racing League and in public relations area, and I thought it might be interesting to kind of get your perspective as Team Ethanol has kind of grown and expanded over the last year or so, and we're see the league running on 100% ethanol fuel this year. How has that played into the public relations efforts of the league?
It's actually been a great storyline for us this season because we are the first in motorsports to embrace the renewable fuel and currently the only to run on 100% fuel-grade ethanol. So it definitely is something the media has been very drawn to this year at all of our races, and it's something that even just media fans everywhere we go, everyone's very excited about just because it's something new and different and really in line with, you know, what our government is calling us to do.
Well, working with Team Ethanol and the folks at the Ethanol Promotion Information Council, how about the sort of educational aspect of this? Is it, have you had felt like working with the media, especially that they understand, or have you had to have some education involved in your interaction with them?
I think like the activities we're doing today with the pump tours are great for the local media just to learn about ethanol usage. I think this morning we had Jeff Simmons doing some interviews regarding ethanol, and everyone was just shocked to hear that any car built since 1980 can take up to 10% ethanol. So it's something that definitely people are learning about.
We are at a consumer promotion in downtown Kansas City. This is one that I know has been kind of done over the last year, tied into weekend races. Looking at how this goes, what's your perspective on the success and what that does mean for Indy?
It's a great way to really just tie everything together here, that letting people know that the fuel they're getting here is this 10% ethanol they're getting here is just like what we're running out in the IndyCar Series this weekend on Sunday at Kansas Speedway. So it's a great way to really tie it all together and really educate fans and media and everyone here in Kansas City about what's going on and their options when it comes to the pump.
Well, when you look at the fact that this is this ethanol is being put in the fuel of all the cars, yet you have one team that really is focused on that with their number 17 car, does that present any interesting situations or challenges at all?
You know, no, not at all. And actually, every driver has really embraced ethanol, especially our Brazilian drivers, because they've all grown up using it. So it's fun for them to be back racing on ethanol again. So definitely, you know, everyone's really open to it. And, you know, we've had no problems or issues, and it's been great. So everyone, you know, it's been a great program for us.
Anything else about how the IRL has been able to work with the when I say Team Ethanol, really the whole ethanol coalition out there, it seems like you've just done a lot of work together over the last year.
It's really been a great partnership, just whether it's consumer promotions like here at the Pump Tour today, or whether it's taking, you know, key representatives from Team Ethanol and the IndyCar Series out to D.C. to really, you know, we went out there in March to mark our first race on 100% fuel-grade ethanol. Just all the opportunities were coming up together. It's been really a great pairing and really, you know, just a great way to get the word out about ethanol.
Thank you very much. That's Amy Conrath with the Indy Racing League here in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.